for those of you who want to give up, throw in the towel, I want you to just hold on a little bit longer, especially if this is something that matters to you and is meaningful to you, if it has a deep purpose for you inside of your gut, you know, something that will not let you go. It's worth playing with and it's worth fighting for. You are listening to The Weekly Parody, a podcast for unconventional leaders who are dedicated to stepping up, using their voice, and making an impact in this world. Hey, welcome to today's episode of Fidget Friday. My name is Heather Parody. I am your host. On Fridays, it is a solo round, just about 10 minutes with me and you, and I share some things that I am personally working on in my life and in my business to hopefully encourage you that all the people you see online are going through similar things that you're probably going through, and it's just a part of the process. I wanted to share something super valuable with you that I heard this week in an online course that I was taking, and it was said in passing, but it really started shifting some things for me in my own mindset, and that is how to really understand when people buy things. So if you're trying to sell something, maybe you have a physical product or a digital product, maybe you have services, whatever you're trying to monetize and make a living off of, it can be very frustrating when you pour so much of your heart and your soul into something and you're not seeing the results that you want to see. So the statement was made, and I'm totally paraphrasing this, but they showed a bell curve and they talked about how there are early buyers and there are people who buy later on in the process. And most people buy after the product has been released and has been established and there for a little while. When they were talking about this, showing this bell curve, showing that the early adapters, people who buy the pre-sale or people who buy off the bat, are a very, very small percentage. It really encouraged me because there have been several times, especially the very beginning when I started pursuing this online thing, where I would launch something or do something and nobody would buy it. And I would feel so distraught. Like, oh my God. I should just go work at a snow cone stand. Like, forget this stuff. This is pointless. Now, there's several pieces to this. I made some huge mistakes and still continue to make mistakes as I learn and grow, but trying to figure out how to actually create a product that worth selling and that people actually want. So there is something to be said for that. I'm really learning a lot about market research and figuring out how to create something that solves a problem in people's lives. And there's so much that goes into it with not only the creating the product, finding your market and all of that stuff, and also down to writing copy that appeals to people and being good at sales and all of that. So there's so many moving pieces. So I'm not saying that you create something and it's going to sell and be awesome no matter what. But what I am saying is that we give up too easy, and we have to be willing to put something out there and not just trash it when it doesn't work, but look at it and figure out why it's not working and fix and adjust, pivot. And I talk about this all the time on the show because it's something that's so real in my own life with the podcast, with making money, with just personal development, with fitness, shoot, everything. It's constantly looking at it, reevaluating, and pivoting. But that is a healthy way of looking at it. And I don't always look at it in a healthy way. Sometimes I look at things that aren't working, whether it's something that I am trying to sell or a new goal I have. And when it doesn't work, I just want to say, screw it, and throw it out the window altogether. But what this course and this person said, what it really showed me is, first of all, when you throw something out there, when you start something, it's not going to work off the bat. It's very rare that it just is an instant success. Very, 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 very rare. It happens, but the fact that it doesn't, I don't want you to give up on whatever your thing is. whatever that thing is that's in front of you and you're like, I'm just about to say screw it and throw in the towel, understand the process with things. That first of all, it just takes time. That sometimes people don't buy into your service or buy into your work off the bat, but they have to be exposed to it over and over and over again. You have to bring value to them over and over and over again before they start to trust you and start to opt into your services or whatever it may be. And sometimes we need to put stuff out and figure out what isn't working and just make minor adjustments. Because for me, like I said, I remember several years ago, I put out an online course. And let me tell you, there's so many mistakes, y'all. There's so many mistakes. I don't even know where to begin. But just let me be transparent with you to make you feel better about your life. When I heard that you could make courses online and make money from them, this was back in 2014. This was a while ago, y'all. And I didn't know anything about online business, anything, like nothing. But I'm the type of person that when I hear something and I get an idea, I just jump and do it. It's like a blessing and it's a curse. So I heard you can make money building online courses. So I was like, shoot fire, where's a course? How do you make one? I'm YouTubing stuff. And I just put hours and hours and hours building a course that I thought people would want. Hours and hours. I'm not even playing with you. Made all the graphics for it, wrote all the copy, did all the videos, edited all the videos, formatted everything, and guess what? Nobody bought it. That's right. Hours and hours and hours down the drain. And I'm telling you, I was distraught. I was like, I have been lied to by the internet gods. This crap does not work. Later on, I realized that you have to, A, build an audience and get some, you know, attention from people, make sure that you're providing value. You need to pick a target audience, a market, figure out a pain point, do research. There's so much behind the scenes stuff. You need to pre-sell it and make sure that people are actually going to buy it before you make it. That's a huge tip. You know, sell some before you create it so you're not wasting time. All this stuff I did not know. I literally didn't know. And so what ended up happening is I poured my guts and my heart into this product and then it didn't sell and I was just devastated and I just said, forget it. And I, until the past year and a half, haven't even looked at passive income and online business because I was so just frustrated with what happened. But I'm telling you this story to hopefully encourage you. Hopefully you're smarter than I am and don't do what I did with the online course. But whatever your issue is in front of you that may not be working, that you may want to throw the towel in on, that you may just want to say, this is crap, this doesn't work, I want you to look at it a second time and ask yourself a couple of questions. First of all, have you given it the time to develop and grow? The time to develop and grow. Are you giving value to people before you ask stuff from them? Is this just a timing issue where you need to press in and hold on just a little bit longer? If you've been in this for a few months, it takes a lot longer than a few months, okay? Another great thing to look at is, do you need to scrap it altogether or do you need to adjust and pivot? Play with things. See if there's some marketing issues there. See if there's some timing issues. See if it's a positioning thing. See what's going on where there just may need to be some minor adjustments and tweaks and you can restart and relaunch and try again and try again and try again. And maybe there is a time where you need to say, yes, this isn't working. I need to scrap it all together. But everything you learned in that process, what can you recycle and use again and actually succeed with something new? I hope that this is encouraging to you. For those of you who want to give up, throw in the towel, I want you to just hold on a little bit longer, especially if this is something that matters to you and is meaningful to you, if it has a deep purpose for you inside of your gut, you know, something that will not let you go. It's worth playing with and it's worth fighting for and it's worth adjusting and it's worth being humble for and being a student and learning from life and figuring out what you're doing wrong and changing. I'm in the middle of this. Fidget Friday is not to tell you what I've done right. It's hopefully to show you everything I'm doing wrong so you can learn from my own mistakes. Don't give up just yet. It takes time and sometimes you just have to pivot. Love you.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have not subscribed yet, please head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and hit that subscribe button. And also, if you have a second, leave us a review. Lastly, we have a private Facebook group. If you are looking for a tribe of like-minded leaders who are unconventional in their approach, but dedicated to making an impact, head over to Facebook and type in Unconventional Leaders, and we will be sure to add you. You guys have a great week.